Hello, this is Tim Elliott, and we're back for Rebite number 7. Today, I'm talking to a guy they call Steve Whittle. There's a lot of Steves involved in this podcast, as you'll find out over the next couple of months. But this one specifically is Steve Whittle. Steve Whittle is the king of events, but I'll let him introduce himself. Steve, say hello and introduce yourself.
Hi. I don't know if I'm king of events, but I'll take that title because, you know, my ego loves it. But so I'm an event lead. I work for Cooper Parry. Cooper Parry are, if Google had a love child as business advisors, that's who they'd be if you go into their offices. I'm a self-entitled events guy. And I work in marketing, primarily in events, and I just love it.
Good. That was great. Well, we've spoken to one of your colleagues over at the Cooper Parry, Steve Noss, which will be out in early December, who's head of creative and stuff. And I think we've referred to you guys in previous episodes as well as brands we admire and look up to and do good stuff in terms of their creative and obviously the communities you guys create. So I always used you guys as examples in normal marketing workshops before. I think the first thing I came to was the Culture Carnival.
Yeah, that was awesome.
It was awesome. Was it the first one last year, was it?
The Culture Carnival was the first one of its type. Yeah, but yeah, it was mental. It was, we just wanted to bring together some of the best companies and the best people to talk about culture, what it actually means. And I think by the end of the day, we're all exhausted. I think we started off with laughter therapy and Qigong. We had some amazing food, amazing speakers. We're all very tired. I think we all left knowing that actually the best thing about culture was people, which is awesome.
Yeah, it was. It was really good. It was really, really good. And such a powerful energy. I think you guys did for a bunch of business advisors or accountants or auditors or whatever, you put on a show. And then following that, I think I've been to the revolution, which is about to happen, I think, again, real life. And then you did, what was the circus one?
So every year we do a client. Oh gosh, the circus! Yeah, that was amazing. Yeah. Sorry, I'm going to say they're all amazing because I get excited about them all. But yeah, so I get ultimately how things work at Cooper Parry is they say they'll come to us, the marketing team, and say, "Hey, listen, we want to do this for these kind of people," and then we spend a lot of our time just going, "Why? Why? Why do you want those people? Why do you want that? And what do you want to get out of it? Why do you want to get that out of it? And what does a success look like?" And then we grill them and drill them down. And with the circus one, it was brilliant. They just said, "We just want to have a lot of fun. And we want to say thank you to our business partners and our clients and all the people we work with. And here's a budget. Go do what you want." And not for the first time in my fledgling career as an events guy, the bosses have said to other bosses, who's checking on what Steve is up to? Who says it's okay for Steve to do these things? Because next thing you know, I've gone to a traveling circus and said, "Hey, do you hire yourselves out for days?" And we booked them for the whole weekend. And we had this bona fide traveling family circus, and they turned up and they were it was just amazing. It was just 2 days of great stuff. Anyway, I digress, but yeah, that was it, and that's how we thank people. Loads of popcorn, loads of fun stuff.
And it's good, right? I mean, we who host this podcast are a big fan of differentiation and brand and community and stuff like that. We've spoken to our mutual friend Hannah York about community and one of these little jobbies. But I want to talk to you about another C word, and it's not that one, so we'll keep it clean, right? It's in relation to events. What you guys do well is what your events do well, even the online ones, right, is facilitate kind of connection. Like, I've had some really good conversations and meetings, whether online and felt part of something, felt connected to what you do, even though I'm not, you know, I'm not a client of Cooper Parry. I don't think, you know, my organizational structure doesn't qualify me to ever be one. Like it's just part of, I feel connected, a fan of your brand from the interactions of you guys. Right. And I think it's because you guys have got some kind of formula or some kind of recipe that helps you feel connected to the experience you create. And I've been, you know, I've been to the online ones. There's also, we'll shout this out, the Hub CP events, the live lounges with John Meffioli, I think it is, right? Who hosts it, and the little chats and stuff. Even those are really good, right? Not that online events aren't as good, aren't there as connection, but there's an energy or something you do. Like, is connection one of the things you aim for on purpose? What goes into preparing a CP event, Steve? Where's the magic?
Well, I don't think I'm giving any trade secrets away when I say that it's connection is the only thing. Now, it's you can only connect with the people. That's it. You can't. It's very difficult to connect with an inanimate object. So I don't know if I can swear, but you've never bought anything from anybody who you think is a dick. So if you're trying to purchase something and that person is off with you, you'll go and buy it from somebody else because there will be somebody else selling that thing. So you've immediately lost that connection with that person. So if there's a subject that you want to convey, if there's a passion, a driving force or something you want to convey to somebody else, get a story out there. Get somebody who is going to tell a really great story that you can build a connection with. So it's the people buying people adage. It's old. It's old as the hills. It's nothing new. And so we're just connected with really great people. And so the hardest part for us is getting that message out to the people in a way that they align with it. And if they align with it, they'll click on a button, because that's all my job is. My job is to, as the events guy, my job is to create spaces that your kind of people want to hang out in. And if I can get your kind of people to align with my kind of people, they'll hang out together. And that's where the connection is. That's all we do. So the messages might be slightly different, but actually it's the process is the same.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, I mean, we spoke to Steve Noss as well about this in the podcast about the, you know, your kind of brand values as a company and how you show up in the world, right? And we know it's different, so we won't go down that road. But as a you know, an attendee of your events, as one of your users, for want of a better word, you do. They are something different. They're even something different, not like just in the business event arena, right? They're a different kettle of fish, like in the whole gamut of events. I've been to some, you know, I've been to events and I like attending events, but these ones always stand out in my mind as something really special, right? And I think you need... Like, but we'll put some links in the chat and stuff so people can check you guys out and stuff of what you've done.
That's really good. That is really kind of you to say. And this is exactly what we're looking for. I mean, when I was taken on, I was told to our values, lead, disrupt, make life count. Well, how can we? So every time we put on an event, how can I lead the industry or lead that? You know, lead that subject matter, you know, how can I disrupt? How can I be a bit different to everybody else? And then make life count. I want it, that whole event to have counted for something to someone. So, so there is that behind it. But those, it's like we just did an event last week with Love Raw. They're the chocolate first, vegan second people. And everyone's doing online events and everything else like that. So we thought, well, how can we make it different? So we said, right, we've got to be ready for a hybrid event now. So We kept people physically distanced for health, but we socially connected people. So we had a live audience, live speakers together, and we went out live. And it, I think it landed really well. I think it just gave a different atmosphere. And I haven't seen many of those going on. So I just think it, yeah.
I think that's good. I think that's good. I was going to ask you actually just then what you think the future of events are, because, you know, creative people who listen to this and stuff are, you know, they're the voice of human to human and person to person in the connection, right? The sociable animals, the creative people, I think they like to be together. So I was going to ask you what you think the future of events were, and will we be having stuff like the Culture Carnival and the Revolution in 2021 in real life? Do you like what's your viewpoint from the inside?
Oh, I absolutely think we're going to have physical events again. I think we'll have hybrid events more than ever. So yesterday we had a small crowd, and we went out to the masses. And I think in the future we'll have much bigger crowds. And we'll still go out to the masses because we'll be able to reach more people, you know, and I know it's very touchy feely, but that's a little bit how I am. You know, we'll touch more people. We'll connect with more people around the world. But also on the flip side, those people who have something to say, those people who are inspiring, those leaders who are now halfway around the world, we can zoom them into the room as well. So it'll be, we'll be able to do so much more. So yeah, I think hybrid events, but you're definitely going to have those moments where people are going to be live. Because some of our speakers, you know, Dragon's Dens, you know, Dragons from the Dragon's Den, Dragon Dens winners, you know, all those kind of people that we keep having as speakers, people want to meet them.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It reminds me of a quote, actually. So there's a guy, American guy called Chris Doe. I don't know if you've come across him. He runs an online community for designers called The Future without an E. But he does a really good podcast and YouTube channel and stuff like that. But I heard a quote from him or read a quote from him that a few weeks ago that really kind of stuck with me. It says, well, every business has a customer, right? Every business has a customer, but not everybody deserves an audience, right? And that was what just reminded me of you guys, because when you were talking about hybrid events there, which I was a big fan of that hybrid mentality, and I think it will work across business, not just in the event side. But what you'll do, I think you hit the perfect nail on the head, right? Is that you'll create an event, a space, an experience, right, that is good for people. Some people will be fortunate enough and local enough, and it will be the right time in their diary to actually attend in real life, right? But that's not the end of it. It used to be that's the end of it, right? Like if you can't go, you missed it, right? Yeah. It seems stupid now. But if you can use technology, right, which we're on now on stuff like Zoom and video and stuff to amplify it out, right, you make more, you reach more of an audience, right? You facilitate that audience. And that's super powerful for a business, I imagine. Like that amplification through technology and events, that could be a good case study for many a place.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, but as long as you've got something to say, you've got something that people want to listen to. I mean, you could you don't want to say things just for the sake of it, you know, be genuine, you know, show people you care. I think that's the biggest thing. I think, yeah, that's that is the biggest thing. And I've always said this is nobody cares about what you know until they know you care. I can't even remember who told me that. So somebody who's listening will be able to let me know. But nobody cares what you know until they know you care. And if you genuinely care about what you do and what you're talking about, people will care about you. And that's often the difference between one connection and another, is that actually that person showed that they cared. And that's what we do really well at Cooper Parry, I think anyway, that we genuinely care about the people we're talking about, and the message has to be nailed on.
Yeah, that's really good. I think, like I said, we're big fans of Cooper Parry. Plus, you're practically neighbours from where I am, yes, in this corner of South Derbyshire, so it's fine. But it's done really well. I think, like your event, your whole ethos, the way you put brand values like first and foremost of a company is a shining example of how to do business in today's world, because it's tricky, right? There's, you know, as we record this, we're mid to late October. I think it's kind of late October now, isn't it? Crikey. So it'll be out today and pushed out in a couple of weeks. And it's been an interesting few months with COVID, especially in the community and event space, right? There was a time when there was 43 webinars a day and Zooms a day back in the early day. And I don't think people are going to make it through like that amount of, if this is the way life is now, I don't think people would have made it through. But it's a good shining example of how to do stuff properly, how to do like what business means now and what kind of community and connection means now for in a business setting, because you're the most kind of B2B business there is, right? It's like accountancy, business services, advice and stuff. Like there isn't much more B2B.
No, you're right. I mean, we've got the IT, we've got all the finance, the audit, we've got corporate finance, personal wealth, we've got all of those guys. And the great thing about that I think about Cooper, I know it sounds like we're just bigging ourselves up, but the thing I really liked about this company that I've got, which made me really proud to be here, is that when it all the lockdown happened and all the businesses started closing down, I don't think it was that much of a surprise that Cooper Parry, immediately, everybody started working from home and nothing stopped. We kept moving forward. The client was the most important person, and we looked after our people first and foremost, and then our people took care of our clients. And that's how the whole process worked. We looked after our people, then looked after everybody else. And then it became quickly apparent that actually we're doing okay. But then when we looked out to the world wasn't doing okay. And there was businesses out there going, check us out. Look at us. We've day after COVID and we're still nailing it. And we're like, oh my God, you are so out of touch. and then because what I loved about our company and people like CEA Technologies and all these other companies, they just went straight out to their customers, and not just their customers, went out to the world and said, hey, listen, we know it's not easy. It's tough. What do you need? And immediately just started showing people, offering a hand, saying, listen, what do you need? What can we do for you? You know, and it's held us in good stead, you know, because we didn't want anything more from them. We just wanted to say, are you okay? What can we do for you? Because we're doing okay. So what can we do for you? And it's that kind of attitude, you know, look after our people looked after our clients, and then just put it out to everybody else. What else can we do? So, you know, as a company, I think we got the message right, but there were a few out there that just went, it's not going to stop us. We're going to nail it. And they were just losing loyalty. Well, all the way.
Like you said, like show people you care is at the front of,
yeah,
of everything you do. I think that is a good place, like a nugget, show people you care to end with, Steve. So where, just before we go, let people know where they can find you and your own personal brand, the Your Events Guy. Obviously, we can put the Cooper Parry Hub CP stuff into the show notes. But where can they get all of you, Steve, if they want to find out more?
Okay, well, you can get hold of me at Cooper Parry. under events on there, and of course the Hub CP community, which is that entrepreneurial community that we're creating. Me myself, I'm youreventsguy.com. You can kind of find out what I'm doing on there and contact me through there. And of course, we've just launched Brand Up Live, which is for me it's a charity gig, but it's actually the I think it's the UK's, but I keep saying it's the UK's, but it's definitely the Midlands' first brand only strategy conference, which is going to be delayed a year. But you can also go to brandoplive.com and catch me there as well. And that's going to be, it's all in aid of Age UK, but it's some of the UK's top brand specialists who are going to come together and, just share their amazing brand knowledge, because your brand isn't your logo. It's much more than that. And that's a different podcast. But that's working with Matt Davies. And he's a brand guru, if you like. Yes. I guess that's the three places you can catch me: Cooper Parry, Your Events Guy, and Brand Up Live.
Awesome. So all those links will be in the show notes, people. And you can find and follow Steve and Brand Up Live and Cooper Parry on all those things. But just for now, thanks very much for popping on, Steve. I know you're in the Cooper Parry offices, so I thank you for your time in this busy work day. And I see you next time.
No problem at all. Thanks for having me.